The second chakra is located directly below the belly button, two fingers below the belly button, and it is associated with the element of water. Its color is orange, and the body aspects associated with it are digestion, intestines, the kidneys, the urinary tract, sexuality, lower back pain, menstrual pain, loss of appetite, impotence, and adrenaline. Its primary instinct is sexuality. This is where our sexuality resides. This is where our image of ourselves resides as well. Our beliefs about who we are. The psychological aspects of the second chakra are power, money, sex, control, fear, fighting, sexual or emotional abuse, and inherited parental issues. Incest. Whenever I work with a victim of incest, I know that the second chakra has been compromised. Because this is where our self-esteem resides. And any wounding to our self-esteem, to our sense of self, is generally associated with the second chakra. You can look at the chakras developmentally as well. And the first 7 years of our lives, you can find the memories and histories and traumas of those years stored in the first chakra. The second 7 years in the second chakra, the third in the third chakra. So from the ages of 7 to 14, where we begin to develop a sense of who we are in the world, our own identity in the world, if that becomes stunted, the second chakra will be compromised. The glands associated with this chakra are the adrenals, adrenaline, fight or flight, the fight or flight response. One of the healing interventions that our students learn is how to decouple the fight or flight response that for many of us in the West was turned on at a very early age, and we've not known how to turn off, so that we continually find ourselves in a pumped up, high adrenaline state and requiring high adrenaline, which is maintained through coffee and sugar, in order to function. Our radar is out, making us hypersensitive, hyperreactive. We're continually living in a fight or flight deadlock, unable to fight, unable to flee. When there's an incidence of trauma, for example, child abuse, in which a father may be abusing a six-year-old child, the child is too young to fight, too young to flee. That system is locked on in the on position. And the child will grow up into a fearful adult, continually looking for escape routes from relationships, from intimacy, avoiding their potential and their growth for fear of failure, and continually engaging in aggressive and emotionally violent relationships. In the same way that you will see a young child, a boy coming to another and hitting him, which is a form of connection. You'll find that person later on in life striking out at their partners, whether a man or a woman, striking out at them emotionally, verbally, in order to find some kind of dialogue and engagement, the only kind that they're familiar with and that they know. Very psychologically complex situation where you don't feel unless you're hurting or hurting another. That can only be resolved by clearing the sludge and the buildup in the second chakra.